Is giving the finger to a fellow member of parliament or calling him an idiot acceptable? It is in the Czech Republic, at least according to MPs themselves. The Mandate and Immunity Committee of the Lower House this week dismissed two such cases and said they would only resort to punishment if the situation worsened. Jan Richter talked to political analyst Karel Müller from Prague's University of Economics and asked him whether we should come to accept such coarse behaviour.
I think there is actually no reason to think that political culture of political elites should be somewhat different from political culture of the public at large. So we can see these kind of behavior or social patterns in a civic life. I wouldn't think that this is something specific for political culture. Though, of course, the political elite is here to solve the problems and to perform conflict. So it's somewhat more visible and influential when such behavior being performed by the political elite.
Do you think that this is one of the reasons why such behavior is acceptable in the Czech Republic, precisely because it's not that different from how normal people, so to speak, behave?
The question is, what does it mean acceptable? I mean, I was just looking at some public pollsters, and over 80% of the public dislike such behavior, or they condemn it. So I think the public doesn't react to it very positively. So it doesn't mean that actually the public is being immune to such behavior too. So I don't think it's acceptable from the political culture normative perspective, but it seems to be common ground, but the public is not signing up for it.
Do you think, Mr. Müller, that this is something unique to the Czech Republic or the post-communist countries? Because some commentators noted that Czech politicians often see politics as a struggle between good and evil, which gives it a special sort of justification of any means of fight and political competition. Do you see these things in Western Europe as well?
Well, that's a very good question. I think the element of it, the politics as a good and evil, probably could be found in other more established liberal democracies too. Though I think there is some aspect of post-communist legacy to it. So I think, number one, political conflicts during communism were seen as dangerous, as a possibly situation with very threatening consequences for their actors. So I think this political culture still works. And the second level is probably the level that, of course, the political power, it's being more abused, misconducted, misused in post-communist countries than we find in more established Western democracies. So I think there is some element of it that, of course, if we see struggle between liberal culture and clientelist culture, then this somewhat resembles the conflict between good and evil. I think the problem is if there is no space for more problem-based politics, if there is no room left for proper policies and politics and for reasonable and rational conflict. And sometimes the Czech politics and other post-communist countries indeed leave very little space for problem-based, problem-oriented, problem-solving politics.
You've been following the British parliamentary culture, which is, of course, the cradle of parliamentary systems around the world. How would you say the Czech political culture has changed over the last 20 years? Do you think we came closer to the situation in the UK?
I think the situation changed a little bit. Of course, this political culture somehow is parallel to political events, phases. Like we had 90s, there was more kind of enthusiasm, like public was imbued by certain expectations. These expectations were being failed later. So I think the major difference still is that this certain ritualization of the conflicts in Czech politics sometimes leave very little space for problem-solving politics, for real issues, problems, politics. So I think what's as well very important and what's quite striking if we compare British and Czech politics, for instance, that British politics is sometimes seen as adversarial, as very, very vicious almost, but there is always this adversality. It's part of certain basic loyalties towards the political system as such and towards the principle of liberal democracies. I remember I was quite struck when I had one reaction of one British MP who was reacting as well in radio interview to very critical speech of his political opponent. And the way he started was, he said, well, I think that was very brilliant opposition speech, but there were this kind of matter of facts, conflicts or clashes or disagreements. So I think that's very important to feel and to present these element loyalties towards liberal democracy's principles and the political system loyalty and bonds towards it.
Karel Müller from Prague's University of Economics speaking there to Jan Richter.